How are the lads? Like, it's not that I'm finally preparing for now. The games have been getting progressively bigger, like, so the stakes are higher. How are the camp?
Yeah, it's hard to judge, really. You have to keep them focused because it's a very important game, and it's great to get to a final, but there's no point getting to it unless you win it. So, I mean, that's what this week is all about, getting fellas tuned in and focusing purely on Mayo and the game on Saturday, and see how that goes, and then let them do what they want after that.
What's your style as manager, though? Is it kind of that lads don't overthink this, or is it, you know, lads focus the minds, this is a huge game?
Yeah, I much prefer for it just to be focused on the game ahead, whether it is first round, second round, final, doesn't really matter. It's just the opposition that you're playing, and what it's the next round, and that's all that matters to me. Obviously the dream or at the start of the year, the goal was to win in All Ireland, and we're close to that now, but if we don't have the right attitude on Saturday, we won't be successful. Mayo are quite good, so we have to be really up for it.
That was my next question. What did you make of Mayo then in their semi-final success?
Yeah, they were quite good. It was a good game between themselves and Dublin. Mayo were well on top, and then Dublin came back and dominated for long periods. And it was strange enough that Mayo came back and finished the game very strong and got four frees and put them all over the bar and won by a point. So there's a lot to be learned that they're not beaten to the full-time whistle, and we'll have to address that accordingly.
And speaking to their manager, Mike Solan, he admitted as much, you know, it was a great, good performance in many aspects, but their third quarter really disappointed them. So they have a lot of, you know, homework done on their own performance.
Yeah, well, I suppose in any game, at least you're not going to dominate for 60 minutes. Any, there are times when the other team come at you, and I suppose it's something you will look at and try and avoid it, but that's the way the sport is. And that's what makes it the challenge, and you have to be able to take the good with the bad. When you're dominating, make the most of it, and when they're on top, be able to defend and make the most of that.
What's the Mayo threat that you'd be most aware of and mindful of?
Yeah, they have some very good players, and they move the ball very quickly, and Dermot O'Connor obviously would be a very good player, but along with that they have other inter-county senior players, Philip Cohen midfield and Loftus centre forward, and they have a very good free taker in Lee Merwin, who got a lot of points last Saturday. So they're kind of good all over, and they're strong and big and physical, so it's going to be a big challenge for us, and they were the minor champions 3 years ago, so they do that behind them as well. But it's a challenge, and we have to take it on. Well, what they produce, we have to be ready for them taking on.
But going into this final, like, you talk about them being balanced and strong in many areas, so are ye, and you've developed that right the way through these four games to date.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's what this competition's all about. You start in January and you play challenge matches, and indeed we played Mayo on a challenge match, but both teams were short quite a few, so I don't think Michael or myself were really much into that challenge game. But look, I mean, the whole thing is to try and go as far as you can. 2 years ago we got to the semi-final, last year the Munster final. So now that we're in a final, I think the job is to try and win it.
And those past defeats are playing on the lads' minds. They don't want to feel that again.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, some of them were there. Sean White, Stephen Cronin would have played against Roscommon that day. A lot of them were there last year against Tipperary. So we know what it's like to lose. But I think it's important that we try and finish out this as best we can, because it's been a great year. It's brought some fellas on fantastically, and it would be important to finish it with another medal in your pocket.
And it's been great for the entire Cork support, Sean, as well. Everybody, you know, I mean, that night in Kerry was brilliant, and the momentum that it's brought since.
Yeah, well, it is important. I mean, minor and the 21 and senior, the 3 and junior, I know the 4 grades that you represent your county in, and like more often than not, if a fella makes an under 21, he's a great chance of making senior, but it probably is a stepping ground to senior football, and it's great to see fellas moving on, and the likes of Peter and Stephen playing senior, and Kieran, and like as I said earlier, the game Cork and Roscommon 2 years ago down in Parky Ring this year in the first round of the league, there was 13 players on that field that played that day, so it just shows how important under 21 is, and what it's all about.
And getting that All-Ireland medal, you mentioned wanting to do it for the Munster while this grade is still around, getting the All-Ireland medal as well.
Yeah, well, it's the second last chance of getting it, and there's very few people in that room have them, so it's important for the lads, and the effort they've made has been fantastic all year, and there's fellas that didn't even make the panel put in a fierce effort, and guys who were on our panel that haven't made it 24 to 28, like Mick Dineen and Mick Desmond and Killian O'Connor, these guys put in a fierce effort as well, and just unlucky not to be part of Saturday, but it should be for all of them that we win.
Good, best luck.
Thank you, Lisa.